Among the participants at the Olympics are 48 Iraqi athletes, coaches, and officials. In Baghdad, before the start of the Games, NPR's Ivan Watson met with the athlete who will be Iraq's first Taekwondo competitor at the Olympics.
Earlier this month, in a cavernous Baghdad gym, a young bearded man hurled himself at his coach, punching and kicking his trainer's handheld padded targets. There was no ventilation in the gym. It was like a sauna where you poured sweat just standing still. So after an hour of exercises, the athlete, 27-year-old Rad Abbas Rashid, collapsed to the floor, gasping from heat and exhaustion as his coach sprinkled him with water. Rashid is Iraq's first Taekwondo Olympian. Some think he has the best chance to add to Iraq's only Olympic medal, a bronze won in weightlifting in 1960. In the last weeks before the Games, Rashid was confident, optimistic, and unfazed by the armed guards patrolling the halls of this sweltering sports complex. This despite the fact that, like so many other Iraqis, he has repeatedly suffered personal tragedy that reflects the bloody history of this country. For example, Rashid never really knew his father.
Saddam, يعني عدمه. عدمه وعدم خالي. عدم ولد عم أمي ثلاثة.
I was 4 years old when Saddam executed my father and my uncle and three of my cousins.
20 years later, Rashid lost another relative. This time, he said, to the U.S. occupation.
والله يمي إن كان ابن خالتي ده يمشي بالشارع انضرب طلقة وانقتل.
Well, you see, my cousin, in fact, he was walking in the streets when the Americans started shooting randomly in the streets and he got a bullet and he died because of this bullet. This happens, you know.
International travel was severely restricted under Saddam. This prevented Rashid and his fellow athletes from participating in most international competitions. The regime's overthrow allowed Rashid to fly to South Korea, the birthplace of Taekwondo, for training. But he arrived there just as insurgents beheaded a South Korean hostage in Iraq. So Rashid said he had to hide his nationality from enraged Koreans.
متخفي انه هاني عراقي هاي اكبر مشكله.
I didn't put any flag for Iraq, any sign for Iraq. I was moving with the police, hidden with the police, so that nobody knows I'm Iraqi. That's what's happened.
In Athens, however, Rashid and his fellow Iraqi Olympians will proudly display the flag of their country.
والله هو اجمل شيء.
My coach was forbidden from representing Iraq when he was at his prime. Now I will represent him and I'll represent the people of Iraq in Athens. I'm proud of this. It's everything I've ever dreamed of.
Rashid knows that for the next few weeks, he will be a much-needed symbol of pride for his wounded and war-torn nation. Ivan Watson, NPR News, Baghdad.